Community housing groups have been left wanting more from the government's new public housing plan. The plan, released yesterday, recommits to building 8,000 new state houses over the next 4 years. But those houses were already promised in the 2019 government budget. Scott Figginshow is the chief executive of Community Housing Aotearoa, and Bernie Smith is the chief executive of Monte Cecilia Housing Trust. Tēnā kōrua.
Morena.
Morena. Hey, I'm going to start with you, Scott. What's your initial reaction to this announcement or re-announcement in a sense?
Well, look, it's absolutely true that the government is building more housing now than we have ever built. It's just that we think that there's more opportunity to activate all the delivery levers. So further cementing this place-based approach is a fantastic thing to do. And what that's going to look like in different places means further activating iwi Māori delivery, Pacifica provider delivery, and the over 90 community housing providers all across this country. And let's fully activate that capacity as well.
Sorry, Scott, could you just explain by that place-based approach?
Sure. I mean, what's really significant in the public housing plan is that they've gone from a Wellington knows best to actually saying there's housing plans and strategies that local councils and communities are delivering all across New Zealand. Let's get in behind those and actually figure out the best way to deliver in towns and cities across the country. So that's a massive step forward, and we're really looking forward to working with government on the details for how those investments will actually work on the ground.
Kia kui, Bernie. Bernie, what do you think this, if any, what difference will this make to the ballooning waiting list that we are seeing?
I think that, as Scott said, there's some real positivity in this plan. I guess the struggle that I have and others have is that there's a real lack of detail on the implementation. As Scott talked about more place-based focus in this plan, in the same plan, it talks about delivery of the majority plan supply has already been identified. And we know that building to date has been number-focused, and there's been very little community consultation. And if we're going to build strong, healthy communities, there needs to be a lot more work done in the community, for the community, to ensure that we have successful outcomes for our whānau, because housing is not just the solution that's going to resolve poverty and homelessness per se.
Bernie, Monte Cecilia does a lot of work on the ground. If you can just remind our listeners of the situation, especially in areas of Auckland where housing is completely dire and people are homeless.
Well, it's getting so difficult that sadly up to 18 months to a year ago, families that once were able to afford to pay their rent, put food on the table, get their children to school and pay their bills are now being tipped into homelessness and poverty. Rents have increased substantially. Housing supply has reduced. The government is talking about new supply, but doing a lot of demolition of old supply. The old supply, there's a lot of, particularly in South Auckland and those sorts of locations, there's a lot of intergenerational living. And often what we've found to date is that Kāinga are only housing the tenants in the family, not the other members of the family that were there to support the economic well-being of the family. So it's really difficult to get a handle on the impact of this housing plan. Because there's no, Scott mentioned Pacifica, there's no actual mention in this housing plan around housing for Pacifica. So I think we need to have further discussions with the minister to look at what actually this means in the implementation.
Some key components there missing, as you say, Bernie. Scott, ka tokio kia koe. Scott, this has been described as underwhelming. What do you want to see the government to be doing in the coming year? Obviously, this is just one part of the puzzle. There is much more needed, isn't there?
Well, look, in government's first term, they did a really good job of getting Kāinga Ora fully resourced, sourced and funded to deal with our 65,000-odd state housing portfolio and the regeneration that is needed of that stock. So that's a good part of the job. We think there's a parallel piece of what we really need is the community housing sector, Iwi Māori providers, Pacifica providers scaled up to be operating and delivering a portfolio of 65,000-70,000-odd units all up, and we're a long ways from that. That's the paradigm shift. That's the inspiration that we're really looking for from government, that this plan is only an incremental piece of. So, New Zealand has led the world in our COVID response, and we are grateful and appreciative that we can all be face-to-face with each other and safe in our country. Now, let's lead the response in the post-COVID world that we've also managed to tackle poverty. And that will be the true legacy of what New Zealand can show the world. For not only can we tackle an immediate public health crisis, but we can end an intergenerational poverty crisis by activating every bit of capacity and supply and delivery in our communities across the country. So if the place-based approach is a step in that direction, fantastic. But, the ship has only slightly deviated from hitting the iceberg head on here. We're still in very dangerous waters, and too many people are still falling off the ship into the water, and we're not being able to bring them all back on.
O ngā mihi nunui kia kōrua, that is Scott Figginshow from Community Housing Aotearoa, and Bernie Smith from Monte Cecilia Housing Trust.